Good afternoon and welcome to Looking Back at the Files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 29th of January 2025.
My goodness, it's already the end of the month. Yeah. I better get my Christmas cards out now.
Yeah. The trouble with, I've been reading so much Bunyips from 1914, I almost said August 1914. I'm in the wrong century right now.
wrong decade too.
Wrong decade, wrong season.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Time travelling. Through history. So we'll start off with time travelling through history and 150 years ago, local industries. A large meeting was held at the Town Hall, Adelaide, on Tuesday last to consider the best means of protecting local manufacturers. A letter was read from Mr. Rudiger of Gawler objecting to the 45th clause of the Health Act as giving to medical men too much power over the fate of manufactories. It was considered extremely necessary that some steps should be taken to preserve the rights of the promoters of such industries and at the same time to conserve the public health. A committee was appointed to elaborate a scheme to attain this end and present it to government. And, of course, public health was a big issue when you had foundries and factories. And
but how doctors have any incentive?
Well, it's because they were recognising that the industry was actually harmful because they were in the centre of town.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's like Port Pirie and their lead problem.
Yes, yeah. Well, also, you know, having slaughtering yards in the centre of town and the pollution from a slaughtering yard. There was a lot of public health issues that weren't a consideration with town planning at that time.
Yeah, so. Well, when I think about even our little town, we've got a sand and metal yard right in the middle of the town. We've got a chaff and hay shop right in the middle of the main street, and they unload by the main road, and all the chaff and hay flies down the road. Right. You know, anyone like me that's got asthma or health problems,
hay fever.
You know, you can't complain about them because they get really quite.
It's the same thing as
territorial, and it's like, we're just trying to be healthy. Oh, nothing's changed. People haven't changed.
No, people never change.
No. So anyway, 100 years ago, railway collision at Roseworthy. About 10 o'clock on Monday night, Roseworthy residents were startled by a tremendous crash in the railway station yards. It was found that a mixed train from the Kapunda and Morgan line had been crashed into head-on by a goods train from the north. It is remarkable that no persons were injured. The engine of the goods train was derailed, as was a horse truck and three other vans, the second engine also suffering damage. One van was splintered to pieces. How the horse escaped injury is unknown, for its truck was badly smashed. But at daylight, the animal was found quietly feeding near to the scene of the accident.
It's fortunate.
Very fortunate.
Very, very lucky horse.
Very, very resilient at times.
Yes, I guess they can move quite fast, so, and they're prone to being scared easily, which is a life-saving thing.
It depends on the design of the wagon that it was in too. Because they've got four legs, they can actually have a very wide base and they can brace themselves very easily. So if it was braced and was able to quickly brace itself and then be upright, then it can smash its way out, I suppose. Doesn't bear thinking. No. Anyway.
50 years ago, Limit Shops at Reed Street. A public meeting called to discuss proposed Gawler Town Centre development has come out strongly in favour of limiting Western retail growth to Reed Street. The meeting was attended by about 100 people who overwhelmingly supported a plan which ensured the preservation of historic homes west of Reed Street in Jacob and Todd Streets. The meeting also voted in favour of the retention and development of the Dalgetty Sale Yards in Cowan Street. It was agreed that the sales provide a part of the character of the town.
Well, that didn't last long, did it?
No.
Soon after that, Coles ended up owning the sales yard, and as we know, it's now a supermarket. It's Coles Supermarket.
Yes.
So they were another health hazard, really, the dust and the smell and the sound from...
Oh, yeah,
I went to a few horse sales there and got my first pony from there, actually. Yeah. So, called a sale yard. Memories.
I also think the Westwood expansion, because where Foodland now was, that was originally a family home.
Yeah.
Beautiful old family home.
Yep. Yeah, with the pine tree that died. Another one I said about the better. 25 years ago, Virginia's Bounty, best of all. As one of the most productive horticultural regions in South Australia, Virginia harvests $80 million annually. But the township reaped its biggest award of all on Australia Day, the nation's prestigious Community of the Year Award. Yeah. It was an excellent surprise. It was wonderful, said Playford Mayor Marilyn Baker. It shows that a small population can say no to the big banks and galvanise the opportunities that are there to be taken. The Virginia people had the willpower, get up and go, determination and community spirit to make sure that their community wasn't going to be disadvantaged by the loss of a key service from the area. I think they had a Commonwealth Bank branch there that shut down,
right.
And so the Bendigo Bank moved in, and it's still there and operates quite well, but I think that's what happened. Can't remember.
What they're referring to there.
Yeah. 10 years ago. Oh, 25 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be about 25 years ago that Bendigo Bank started there. I thought it was more, actually.
Because now there's big development out there, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, well, they've got the Rivalea development, which is, you know, umpteen thousand houses.
Yes.
And the supermarket's just been redeveloped, and the supermarket complex, so more shops. And the shops that were in there previously are now starting to filter back, and the cafe's due to open very soon. That's another St George's Bakehouse, so they've gone to a franchise model.
Mm-hmm.
You could put them into big business. But first of all, the supermarket expanded, and now they've moved the bottle shop to the front of the complex so that you can get your grog easier.
On to 10 years ago, Anzac Day Saint. Conflict surrounding the Gawler South War Memorial will not impact upon this year's Anzac Day service, with the warring parties agreeing to work together to ensure a respectful commemoration. Gawler Council and the local RSL will put aside a two-year stoush over the proposed relocation of the memorial to work together on the 2015 Anzac Day Centenary Commemorations and Dawn Service. On Tuesday night, elected members voted to seek adjournment of the legal proceedings currently going through the Environment, Resources and Development Court until after Anzac Day. A war about a war memorial.
Yeah, crazy stuff. So that brings it to an end for this week.
It does. It does indeed.
Well, Jeanette, we'll see you speak next week. We'll read next week, all being well.
All being well. Until then, Kate.
Until then.
For all life's love.